It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it. The Bird Show.
Rebecca and I are going to get our swell on.
Woo!
Aw, wow. You two are swole mates.
You will be today at the Planet Fitness. We are going to work out.
So exciting.
On purpose, together.
We are, yeah. I am at least excited about it.
No, I'm very excited. Actually, we had scheduled this and you forgot about it and I reminded you.
This morning.
And now I'm kind of regretting it.
Well, the good news is I always dress for work like I'm going to the gym, so it's not like I have to go home.
Perfect.
So I know this was a very controversial thing to say a couple of weeks ago, and I'm just going to double down that Rebecca came in here a while ago and said that she wanted to lose some weight. She went to her doctor who told her that she was pre-diabetic, which still just chaps my ass because there's no such thing, and was using that as her reason to get her on Ozempic where she could lose some weight. And Rebecca at that point made the choice, like, you know what? I don't really think I need that. I'm going to go and I am going to try to take this weight off in a non-synthetic way, which I really, really appreciated. And for Rebecca, that was the right choice. If you guys are on Ozempic, don't take this personally. All right. I just thought that she made a really, really healthy, wise decision for herself. And I really admired it. So I've been trying to help her with her health journey here, and she said that she wanted to take some weight off, and I'm in the gym once or twice. So I thought, hey, let's go work out together, and shockingly, she said, let's go do it.
Yeah, I mean, I've always known strength training is like, it'll kill the weight. It'll just like melt it off your body, but it's just not something I've ever really done before. Mm-hmm. I've always been kind of a cardio girl if I ever really worked out, but I'm ready to get jacked.
So. 1 hour of Planet Fitness, you're going to come in here. They're not going to recognize you.
Hell
look at the veins.
That's what I want. That's really what I want.
So what she's talking about, the muscle just helps metabolism when it comes to losing weight. So if you can do both, it all helps. None of it is bad.
Well, it helps that insulin resistance, right? Which, you know, for pre-diabetic girls is a big thing to focus on. I just said that just to see Bert's reaction.
Pre-diabetic. So I told you guys months and months and months ago that I really like... My therapist told me that I need a hobby. I just don't have any hobbies. I work. I try to take care of the family. I do go to the gym, but that's mostly for like escape and to try to stay out of a coffin. But I don't really have any hobby. And I figured out why a couple of weeks ago. And then I'll get back to you and I working out. And it's because I think I was groomed at a young age by my dad to always be working towards something that has a successful finish. Mm. And hobbies don't really do that. So hobbies are really just like...
Enjoyment.
Enjoyment. Enjoyment without like some kind of credit or reaching a finish line. I just don't know this world.
Well, some hobbies do. Like if you're doing a painting, when you get done with that painting and you have that painting.
See, here's the problem. If I start like painting, then I'm going to go online to be a good painter. And then I'm going to want my paintings to be sold. Then I'm going to start a network of paintings. So I just don't know how to do things just for fun. There has to be some kind of meaning.
Well, what if you're looking at the wrong metrics rather than output of a product? The metric you're hitting is your goal is happiness. So if you do a hobby and you feel, no, listen, if you do a hobby, foreign concept, and you are happy at the end of it, well, then you have hit your goal. The goal is not what you're doing. Right. The goal is how you are feeling.
Yeah. And I know the cliche is enjoy the journey. I really like the destination. I like just being there. And the journey is just, it takes a long time and it's hard. But when you're there at the destination, man, that's fun. So with that, at some point in my life, I am going to do that. And I love going to the gym, and I love bringing people to the gym that really don't know what they're doing, because most people in the gym really are, they've got terrible form, and I can see injuries happening before that. So when Rebecca said she wanted to go, I was just like, yes, let's go do this thing. And I did forget about it today. And now I'm stoked. Now I can't wait.
Hey, I'm excited. If you can get my belly button to like stop looking like a frowny face, I'll get you a trophy.
I don't know that it happens today. But I'm not exactly sure what you're allowed to say now about weight, or if somebody looks good because they lost weight or not. But I can certainly tell that you have lost weight.
I have. I've lost 10 pounds. Which I was very excited about, because I've been on a nutrition plan and it happened very quickly, but now I've hit sort of a plateau and I haven't gotten past that. So that's been frustrating.
What is the plateau you're talking about?
Well, I hit my 10 pound weight loss goal very quickly and honestly the span of like maybe 3 weeks, which is pretty quick.
Yeah.
And then since then it's been like probably 3-4 weeks. I really haven't lost any more weight, and that's been very frustrating for me, and I don't know what I need to change.
I think you need to get on that Ozempic. Kidding.
That'll supposedly
do it. Are we done? That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, I thought we had another 5 minutes.
No.
Sorry, to the gym.
All right, we'll get to Usher tomorrow.
That sounds like a plan.
It's a Bird Show.
Get it? The Bird Show.